Chinese-made drones pose security risk for U.S. agriculture. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with News of Agriculture. Well, the use of drones throughout agriculture has continued to increase in recent years, with over 3 million acres being sprayed by these types of unmanned aircraft in 2023 alone. However, legislation making its way through Congress seeks to effectively place a ban on Chinese-made DJI drones in the U.S. due to the security risks they pose to farmers and ranchers. Speaking on Friday's episode of Agriculture of America, Arthur Erickson, CEO of U.S. drone manufacturer Helio, gives some historical context to this situation and the potential of a ban.
Basically, back in 2017, so already about 7 years ago, the Department of Homeland Security put out a memo stating that they had strong reason to believe that DJI drones were sending critical information back to the Chinese government that could be used to undermine U.S. national security in various ways. And they also actually made an argument back then, too, that DJI was dangerous for using monopolistic practices and undermining the U.S. drone market by, you know, price dumping and things of that nature. So they sent that memo out. They also said, hey, the federal government in the U.S. should not use any of these Chinese-made drones anymore for these security reasons. So then you start to see in the National Defense Authorization Act of 2019 that the Chinese-made drones were, in fact, banned for purchase and use by the U.S. government. Now, fast forward to 2024, where we are today, that ban and those concerns have grown even further. And so there are calls from a lot of people to ban Chinese drone use outright. So not just in the public sector, but also the private sector here in the States. And that's what this ban effectively would do.
Erickson shares more details on the current legislation that has moved through the U.S. House of Representatives.
It was proposed by Elise Stefanik, a representative out of New York. It passed through the House in the Senate now. And what it will do is basically make DJI the largest drone manufacturer in the world, Chinese-based company, into a covered entity as defined by the government, which means that they would not be allowed to have FCC authorization to operate on the frequencies and communication channels in our country. So all the drones would basically become paperweights because they need those communications to function, obviously. So it would be a virtual ban. And we're going to have to see where it ends up, but that's where we currently are.
And Erickson shares that someone would have to be pretty naive to not realize the potential risks posed by foreign entities collecting data through drones, the owning of American farmland, and more.
No normal citizen is privy to what's actually happening behind the scenes, what DJI or other companies may or may not be taking from us. But just from a logical standpoint, if you think about the immense amount of data that they're gathering, it's almost inevitable that that could be used to hurt our country, right? I think you would be a little naive to assume that a country like China, which is in economic competition with us and perhaps even more serious competition in the future, it'd be foolish to think that they wouldn't try to use every advantage that they have, right? And that's not even just, you know, the Chinese government, but pretty much any government today would utilize data like that to get an edge economically, geopolitically. So I think that's something we have to be really careful about.
Once again, that's comments with Arthur Erickson, the CEO of U.S. drone manufacturer Helio, speaking on Friday's episode of Agriculture of America. The Countering CCP Drones Act moved through the House back in May as part of the National Defense Authorization Act and is awaiting action in the Senate. Now, as of 2022, foreign entities and individuals held 43.4 million acres of U.S. agricultural land, according to the USDA, and China is known to own nearly 350,000 acres of farmland across 27 states. For the American Ag Network, I'm Jesse Allen reporting.